Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. You guys, I am fucking fired up today. Okay. We're going to get really real. I'm going to drop it like it's fiery hot because I've been just witnessing a whole bunch of stuff in my life, in my community, in my business, even in myself. Okay. That I'm just like, I forgot. You forgot. We all forgot that we're fucking queens. And what does that even mean? And how does this apply to what you can do starting today that is going to drastically change your life? You guys ready for this? Let's go. Okay, welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jess. And this is a place where we talk about all things business, branding, leadership, making moves, making money, making an impact, building a platform, all the things that we've got to hustle to do. And all things spiritual, divine, magic, crystalline, the universe, goddess, magic, you name it. We talk about it all here on this podcast too. And I don't think those things are mutually exclusive. Just saying, the more we tap into our spiritual identity, the more we become unstoppable in our work. All that to be said, every Thursday here on the podcast, I take a little tiny key off of my keychain, my cosmic keychain. I actually have a tattoo of a key on my heart that I got years ago. Keys are a whole thing. Like unlocking that word is just, you know what somebody told me recently? That the word unlocking is an AI giveaway. Like if you use the word unlocking in your copy, it's clear that AI used it. This is the total sidebar, but I'm like, fuck that shit. I've been using the word unlocking for like 7 years and now it's like a huge part of my brand. And anyway, I digress, but I'm not artificially intellectualizing the word unlocking. Okay, you guys, it's my word. And every Thursday I hand you a new key so that you can unlock more love, more light, more abundance, more power, more freedom, more joy, more connection, more sisterhood, more vitality, more money. It goes on and on. We've been doing this unlocking series for quite some time now, and I keep showing up for you guys because I can't not. And I'm always so lit up by something. And today I want to really bring to you guys unlocking the queen code. And like, if you roll your eyes at the word queen, because you see so many of us on Instagram throwing that word around, like, okay, queen, I get it. But let me just ground this word for you today. The truth that when we override that word, when we actually think it's trite and silly and fun versus our actual identity and birthright and the frequency in which we are meant to actually lead our entire lives, this is when we end up in burnout, when we end up in resentment, depletion, scarcity, feeling comparisonitis, feeling behind, feeling undervalued, underpaid. I could go on. This has a real life correlation when we don't see ourselves as queens, as we don't understand what this word means and how we move from the frequency of a queen. And so let me just actually start by sharing a very quick little story. Okay. So I was with some beautiful humans last weekend. I was doing a ceremony, a sacred ceremony, and we all pulled like angel cards, oracle cards, whatever. And my friend brought out this spirit animal deck and I pulled the horse, which is pretty amazing because the horse is my power animal. It's a whole other story, but I'm very connected to horses. Next year, the year 2026 is the year of the horse. We're moving out of the year of the snake into the year of the horse. I'm very excited about this. And horse medicine is, you know, some of the most ancient indigenous medicine that has ever been written about. And really what came to me is like, you know, horses were to humanity what like fire was, right? What AI will eventually be, like it completely leaps evolution because horses allowed human beings to not have to trek on their own 2 feet, but could get from A to Z so much faster with horsepower, right? The metaphor of that really stayed with me. And I have been struggling, to be totally honest, with feeling super supported in my life. I'm like, I need like a band of horses. I need like 16 more horses to help carry me from A to Z. And we can do that. Like, we are actually allowed to do that. We don't do that. You know, women, visionaries, queens are still trying to carry our own fucking thrones on our own fucking backs. And the truth is, every woman I know, every woman I work with, everyone I coach, every woman unilaterally wants freedom, but refuses to receive support. And that, my sister, is not power. Okay, that is survival mode disguised as independence. I'm going to say that again. Every woman who says that she wants freedom but refuses to receive support, and we think that's power, but it's just survival mode disguised as independence. Okay. So let's just break down what I'm talking about when I say the queen frequency, because this is a woman who does not do it all. She delegates with discernment. All right. She has clarity. She has composure. She has command. She knows that her only job is to invest her energy where only she can. Okay. In her vision, in her relationships, in her magic, in her talent, in her family, in her work, in her frequency. Okay. So I want you to really sit with that. Like, where in your life, your business, are you investing energy in the areas that only you can versus all of the areas that other people could potentially tactically do for you, or that maybe you're too afraid to let go of, or somebody else could do better? Okay. Now, a couple months ago, earlier in this year, I was coaching one of my clients and I was really honest with her. I said, "You're not in your queen code yet. You're in princess energy." And I'm so proud of my client because she totally took that advice. It was, you know, if you hire a coach, she's going to give you honest feedback and in service of your greatest good and from love. By the way, that's how a coach should always deliver it. And she was really in this energy of scattered and, you know, proving herself and her worth through doing all of the things. And she was making like, I don't know, a couple $1,000 a month. And yes, I helped her build a strategy and a product suite and a clearer message, but it was the shift from princess energy, which was also a little bit of like waiting to be chosen, waiting to be rescued, and definitely sitting in the sidelines of the arena, watching everyone else succeed and comparing. Okay, that was also going on. To queen energy, which was choosing herself, building the castle, building her team, calling in support, understanding her boundaries. There is a reason queens have castles, guards, and moats, okay? It's not about being ego-driven or untouchable or exclusive or too important. It's energetic protection. And that client of mine, when she switched from princess energy to queen energy, she stopped making $2,000, $3,000 a month and is now making like $30,000 a month, for real. And I just really want to break down like the myth of that self-made woman that you hear like making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. And I see this all the time in my own community inside of FFBS, Feminine Frequency Business School. It's my flagship program. It's my MBA level certification program. I hear this every week in my community. Women who are saying that they're stuck, that they don't have time, that they're blocked. And the truth is, 9.5 times out of 10, these women are not blocked. They're just deeply under-supported. And busyness and over-responsibility are actually trauma responses that are rooted most likely in your childhood. They're not leadership traits, because you cannot be the visionary, the integrator, the executor, the cleaner, the cook, and the content creator and still expect to lead a revolution. Okay. Now, the first time I ever hired somebody, by the way, that person is my OG partner, sister, C-star from another me-star, Alexa, who was my first hire at Simply Be Agency. And now she's been with me for 10 years and is chief creative officer at the Jessica Zweig brand. But she was first my assistant. She ran and got my dry cleaning and my coffee. And then she helped me ghost write captions for our clients and graphic design logos and take sales calls when I couldn't take them all, and helped me build decks and research influencers for a brand we were working with. I mean, you name it. I brought on Alexa, and she was pretty much my Swiss Army knife, Jill of all trades. and I've honed her path. Obviously, she's honed her own path and she's a true creative and is now leading my company as an executive. But when I first brought her on, and I continue to see this in every person that I bring on to support me, whether it is a team member, whether it is a dog walker, whether it is a cleaning service, whether it's a travel agent, whether it is a recruiting firm who helps me hire my people, whether it's my assistant who manages my inbox, whether it's my podcast editing team that produces all of my podcasts, whether it's my husband, when I need him to pick up my prescription at the end of the day at Walgreens because I'm too busy and too tired at the end of the day to drive across town to pick it up. Like, there are all of these myths that a self-made woman is a self-sufficient woman. And none of us are self-sufficient. None of us. We all need a support staff, personally and professionally. If you're telling me, Jessica, I can't hire all of these people, I can't afford it. Okay, I get that. Totally valid. So let's just take a couple practical steps around delegation and start to reframe how you look at your life, not just as your life or your business, but as a castle, because you're a fucking queen, okay? All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth: your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And Microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends. And do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. So every castle has a moat, okay? Most castles have that big, beautiful water ringing it around so that nobody can just cross it when they want to. There has to be a drawbridge that comes down to let somebody walk through. These are your boundaries. That moat represents your own self-authority in protecting your time and your energy. And here's the thing about boundaries, Okay, I'm going to just break it down in the great words of my dear friend Terry Cole, who wrote the book Boundary Boss. Your extent of your boundaries are directly correlated to how uncomfortable you can be with disappointing people. It's as simple as that. And we're going to disappoint people all the time, whether we even realize it or mean to or not. So you might as well get comfortable disappointing people, because the less you disappoint yourself, the higher your frequency rises as the queen that you are. Now, you also need guards. Every castle has guards. These are the systems and the people that filter what comes in. This could be as simple as a Calendly link, okay, where you're not giving people the back and forth access to schedule time with you, but that you create your own guardrails of when you're available, when you're not, and send people your availability. Simple as that. Calendly, I think, is like free or like $19 a month. Don't quote me on that, but it's like a very inexpensive tool. You can have an autoresponder on your email so that not everybody thinks you're available 24/7. I have this on my email. I don't let people access me through my inbox. Somebody else monitors that. I monitor it too, but it's really there to say, hey, I don't respond to email right away. I respond within 72 hours. And in the meantime, check out my podcast, check out my books, reach out to so-and-so and so-and-so if you need XYZ. Can be really simple, can be free. And then every castle has a staff, right? These are the humans who help the queen stay in her genius, the housekeeper, the VA, the podcast editor, the social media assistant, the grocery delivery app, okay? So your practical start now list could look like hiring somebody for 2 hours a week at $18 an hour to help come over to your house and do your laundry, undo your dishwasher, put your fridge together, break down boxes, throw it in your garage. Okay? Because those 2 hours a week where you would be doing that are 2 hours away from you doing the thing that only you and you can do. Use Instacart or a house manager app. Tap the people on TaskRabbit. Okay? Sometimes these folks are less than $18 an hour to buy back your sanity. There's the websites like Fiverr and Upwork for small digital tasks like creating landing pages and logos. You can automate your podcast editing. You can stop doing the tech yourself. I can't tell you how many women inside of my community are producing their own podcasts. I'm like, for a couple hundred bucks a month, you could absolutely offload all of that and just be the voice and the creator. And if you have a VA or you have an EA or a PA, a virtual assistant, an executive assistant, a personal assistant, all of these assistants cost varying rates from a couple hundred bucks a month to full-time salary, but finding some kind of support and give her or him all of your passwords. This is something I've learned to delegate over years and years. Obviously, you have to trust him or her implicitly, but just let them fucking do it. Let them fucking help you. Let them sign the contract for you. Let them order the Amazon package. Let them return the Amazon package. Let them renew your subscription for your probiotic in the mail. Let them do that. This is what I'm saying. We are so missing the point. We are so missing the opportunities that we have as women, not just to step into our queen code because it sounds good to call ourselves queens, but because of the way we have to value ourselves. Your highest use of energy is in what is irreplaceable. Everything else can be delegated. And that doesn't make you a diva, and that doesn't make you self-important, and that doesn't make you lazy. It makes you a queen. So what is the one thing, I want you to really reflect on this, that only you can do in your business or at home right now, and to really, really sit with that and everything else. And that right there is your holy yes, and everything else is a holy no. And if you were to really sit with this next question, I want you to journal on this. Ask yourself, if I ruled my kingdom as the queen that I am, what support would I call in this week? Because the throne was never meant to be carried, sister. It was meant to be sat upon. So let yourself sit in it. Let yourself receive it. Let yourself reign. This is when we tap out of the doing, of the scarcity, of the unworthiness, of the fear of being powerful and visible and authoritative and responsible. Right? All of the things that we feel are limiting us in our businesses starts with this identity shift. So I know this was a little longer of a unlocking, but I was really fired up about this, and I hope that you take something away, if not all of it away, and saddle up on that horse, sister, and let yourself be carried, because you don't have to carry it all, and somebody, lots of somebodies, can carry you. The unlock is letting yourself receive it. All right, I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I love you all so much. Bye, guys.